Good morning, Saints. How's everyone doing? Well, it certainly is a glorious time of year, and it is an awesome thing that God has done in sending us His Son. In the words of the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Amen. Of course, we all know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And I, for one, am very happy to celebrate Christmas. For me, the intense focus on Jesus and the joy and celebration, the feasting and the gift-giving, the expressions of love and grace to one another is just a beautiful thing. These things we do to celebrate the good things that God has done for us in sending His Son to be the Christ. And even though those are the things we do throughout the whole year long, it's not quite like the wonderful traditions that we have and the flavor and the feel of Christmas time. Surely the unique focus of Christmas is the incarnation of Jesus, the God-man, who left the glory of heaven to come to the earth and save us from our sins and reconcile us to God. This He did by living the perfect life in our place so that we might have His righteousness, and dying in our place as our substitute and sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sins. Because God is good and His justice is perfect, He must punish sin. And the wages of sin is death. But hallelujah, the baby in the manger is the Savior of God's people. And so in annual remembrance of this glorious coming of Jesus, we celebrate the good news of this gospel. And wonderful news it is. Amen? Consider with me the text in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, which we read a few moments ago. I'll read it for you. And in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased." Focusing in a little bit closer on verses 10 and 11, "And the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.'" Now, here in the verses, at the time of Jesus' birth, some shepherds are visited by an angel of the Lord with the tremendous announcement of the arrival of God's anointed Christ, who is both Savior and Lord. Here, the angel tells them that this good news of great joy, yes, indeed, Christmas is good news. The kind that brings great joy. In fact, so good is this news that the text reads, verse 13, "And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased.'" God is so pleased in His grace and love to rescue men and women who are made in His image. For thousands of years, the world had struggled under sin and death, without any apparent hope of relief. And finally, the Savior arrived from heaven to deliver us. God, out of sheer grace, and with humanity in sin and rebellion against Him, came to make His blessings flow as far as the curse is found, and send His perfect and sinless Son to sacrifice His life for us. This fabulous news brings great joy. Amen. Joy that is not only reserved for the future when Jesus will come again and rid the whole earth of evil forever, but even now His followers love Him, believe in Him, and rejoice with an inexpressible joy. As in the words of the Apostle Peter, speaking of Jesus, 1 Peter 1, verse 8 and 9, he wrote, "Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." If you know Jesus, you know this great joy, because it is the fruit of His powerful Spirit. Yes, indeed, the Holy Spirit that lives in your heart. This is what the angel announced, verse 10. "I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people." Christmas is good news. How gracious is our God that through faith in Jesus, the Savior, He has now saved an innumerable multitude of people from every century in time, and from every tribe and language and nation of people from death, and given them eternal life through Christ the Lord. This is what we celebrate today with great joy. The text reads, verse 11, "For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Here it says He is a Savior. This is wonderful news because in it, Christ has resolved our greatest problems and addressed our greatest need. We had been alienated from God because of our sins, and Jesus has come and paid the penalty in full to reconcile us to God. He has repaired the broken relationship and brought peace between God and people. He has ransomed us from sin and death at the price of His life. He has satisfied the justice of God by bearing our sins in His body on the cross. By God's free love and grace, we Christian believers have been set free forever from the consequences of sin, and we have been reconciled to God. The Apostle Paul writes of this in Romans chapter 5, verse 8 through 10. He writes, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." This is wonderful news, because this reconciliation to God is so complete that we now have fellowship with God and Jesus, His Son, and have been adopted into God's own family. Because we have been justified by faith in the life and death of Jesus, God can now treat us as His own children. Now He only and forever has good plans for those who trust in Jesus and has promised to work every single thing in our lives for our ultimate good. You know, 1 John 3:1, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are." Even our worst trials and sorrows God now uses to lovingly work for our good. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. The text reads verse 11, "For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Here it says that he is Christ, which we know is the Hebrew Messiah promised in the Old Testament, the anointed one of God, the chosen one. God's Christ has indeed come in fulfillment of the good promises of God and his word, and he has given us great hope. He is God's champion and has conquered our Goliath enemies of sin and death. He delivered us from the slavery of sin under the cruel hand of the god of this world, Satan, and from the eternal suffering that sin brings in hell. For those who have trusted in God's Christ, the Messiah, we have a new exodus, and our champion and King Jesus has made a conquest of the glorious promised land to which he speedily brings us. This great salvation is a life-changing power that fills us with joy and peace even now. But it also gives us a great hope for the future, which God has planned for us. We Christian believers eagerly look forward to a new earth, which Christ will soon bring. No more war. There shall be peace on earth. And no more mourning or crying or pain. These shall pass away, and God will wipe every tear from our eyes, and there shall be no more tears. Hallelujah. There shall be no longer any death. There shall only be eternal life in God's new earth. There shall be no more night, only a place of endless day, gladness, enjoyment, and bliss. There we will live in abundant prosperity, in his presence forever and ever, world without end. And the resurrection of Jesus is proof positive that he has conquered death. Indeed, his tomb is empty. This gives us sure and certain hope of eternal life beyond the grave. And it is, of course, in that world to which our great hope anchors us that we will never again feel the effects of sin or death, but rather, in the words of John the Apostle, Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and 4, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be among them, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there shall be no longer any death. There shall no longer be any mourning or dying or crying or pain, for the first things have passed away." This is God's word. Indeed, God is working these things out in the course of world history, and it is a marvelous thing to behold as the nations rage and time marches on, but soon Christ will put all his enemies under his feet. The text reads that he is Christ the Lord. This is wonderful news because we now have a good king. In fact, the perfect and gracious benevolent Lord of history and creation to rule us with truth and with grace forever. He is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, who will reign forever with justice and peace and goodwill toward all his people. in the endless day to come, under the good rule of Christ, the earth and its people will thrive with prosperity, never again to be troubled with anguish or pain. The angel Gabriel had said this to Mary concerning Jesus in Luke chapter 1, verse 30 and following. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God." Our Christ has come down from heaven to be with us as our King and ruler, and he is the Holy Son of God himself, perfect in love and grace and wisdom and power. We finally have a good king to bring us life and blessing and to be with us forever. Hallelujah. This is wonderful news because we Christian believers are experiencing the power of that coming age even now. We have the greatest blessing of all blessings. God has now come to be one with his people and to not only dwell among us, but to dwell within us. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. This was the promise of the prophet as the angel told Mary in Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 and following. "Now all this took place that was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,'" which translated means God with us. Jesus is our God with us. He is now and forever in union with us, and we with him. We are said to be his bride. We are said to be his body. These are images of our oneness with him. This is good news because once we were alienated from God. But now, for those who have faith in Christ, God is with us. And he has made his dwelling inside our souls. We are even now experiencing the powers of that coming age inside of our hearts through the Holy Spirit. This is wonderful news. Because coming to dwell inside of us, he has caused us to be born again. When this happens, he gives us the gift of faith. He doesn't just leave us as our old sinful self, but begins a process of wonderful change where we begin to take on his very wonderful virtue. His very nature becomes our nature. The person of the Holy Spirit takes up residence inside us, and we begin by God's power to be molded and shaped by his loving work. As Paul wrote, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." Christian believer, God is changing you and he is changing me. And as slow as the process is, I'm not the same person I was, but by the grace of God, I am a new creation. Through his word and by his spirit, God, the gracious God, is making us more like him. And that's good news. If you haven't experienced this life-changing joy and peace and power from God, You only have to truly believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and commit your life to faith in him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. This is God's word. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Well now, Jesus is all of these blessings for us and so much more. The point of all of this is to tell you that what we celebrate during Christmas time is indeed good news of great joy. Christmas is good news. It's the best news in the world, y'all. What we celebrate on this annual remembrance of the Incarnation is not only the good things that Christ has done, but even more, we celebrate Christ himself, who is our God with us. Amen? The babe in the manger is the Lord of creation and the Savior of the world. Let us haste to bring him laud. And to bring him loud praises, let us rejoice in his goodness to us and sing loud praises to his beautiful name as we reflect this year on Jesus the Christ. Let us receive this good news of great joy and with loving hearts enthrone him who is our Savior, Christ the Lord. Amen? Let's pray. O God, our Father, Lord, we rejoice that you are in heaven, that you're upon your throne, Lord, that you're pleased to save us. O God, give us a new and fresh vision of Jesus, and open our eyes to see the profound importance of devoting our lives to him. May we indeed enthrone him, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, in our hearts today. Come, Lord Jesus, and rule in our hearts with your wisdom and your truth and your grace. Change us and make us like you, Lord. And dear Lord, please come again soon and take us to be where you are and to that place that you have gone to prepare for us. We eagerly look forward to your coming. These things we ask in the wonderful, most beautiful, and glorious name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.